Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
G'day and welcome to Shadowpedia. I am Shadowpedia Show. G'day, it's Shadowpedia Show. Welcome to Shadowpedia. On today's show, we'll be discussing you about government fresh reports. The US won't agree to ceasefire, otherwise, but we'll probably end up causing more destruction and probably single out end of human race. I can't let that happen. Right now, the song I'm playing for right now, it is. Right now, feature Dave and Tim's on Jadapedia on Arrow EVM.
Let's get the party started. See you at the bar, you was hardly talking. That's when I knew that your heart was starring. Friends to lovers need a part to star in. Like, wait, babe, let me ask your pardon. This ain't Gucci, this is Prada, darling. If you want something, you can ask me, darling. And you started laughing, cause you think I'm joking. But looking in your eyes is the best thing. Bright lights giving you the red skin. You was in a bad mood when we stepped in. Though you checked out before we even checked in. On the phone, you gon' vent to your best friend. The one who gave me the lecture. But I ain't gon' sweat you, babe, I'm a lecture. Catch up with your boy, undress you. Let me tell you why I'm a blessing.
The way my mind falling away in my heart, I know you feel the same when you're with me. You know I'm all you need. You're where I wanna be. My darling, can't you see? Tryna hide my feelings for you. Don't wanna argue, not with you. Tell me why you're so in denial. Hold me close, don't tell me goodnight. Are you down to get me? Tell me where you're ready. I'm ready.
We can get intimate, and we can get intimate. The shower when you're singing it, better than Beyonce. I like the sound of fiance. You know it's got a little ring to it, and really when I think of it, growing up I didn't ever see marriages. No weddings, no horse, no carriages. I wanna do things different and change the narrative. God knows you are a wild child, beautiful child, I need your help. Looking like you come from the 90s by yourself. My mom's 61 and her favorite line to tell her son is, sometimes she wished that she had a girl. I wanna take you back to a time, back to a trip. You had that white wine that I never got to sip. And dinner wasn't ruined cause you never got the pick. I know that everybody tell me that I'm sick cause
it's the way.
5'9" brown eyes. She hit it, shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, 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 yeah. 5'9" brown eyes.
That was Fine Rain Dance featuring Dave and Tim's on Shoutopedia on Arrow EVM. New Zealand's fuel stock has slightly improved with a low disability showing increases across fuel types since government's last update. It comes amid commentary that major shipping routes in Iran could be reopened for reports association dislocations over 2 weeks seaside between the US and Iran. The conflict essentially led to the closure of a strait. First check is from a Ministry of Business and Information Employment show. New Zealand has 62.6 days with a petrol open to carry all on jets making their way to New Zealand. Behind Virginia experience. It's biological. To violent biology. These ships are between two days and 3 weeks away. There is 51.7 days with a diesel and 53.5 days with jet fuel within New Zealand all in the way. NBIE describes the country's fuel stocks as sufficient and remaining stable. In conversion, a previous update provided on Monday showed New Zealand had 61.9 days of petrol, 3.5 days of diesel, 50.1 days of jet fuel open to carry all in a way as April 1st. Today's update comes after guns out the reports of 2 weeks ceasefire has been broken between the US and Iran. In a statement on social media, US President Donald Trump's 10-point peace plan included Iran agreeing to open a Strait of Hormuz. Trump's agreement to suspend bombing in the nation for 2 weeks comes after he said earlier today, well, a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran did not commit to the proposal. Domestically, our government has provided the dose weekly boost to the 2,000 grade, which expected benefit around 143,000 family children, especially from low and middle income. Others, such as beneficiaries, super inroads, didn't benefit from the charge. The receiver was medic inroads, growth from our receiver, April 5th. Because I'm hoping the government would benefit us all on the front to get a $50 bonus to the benefits, but they didn't for me. Vacuum House also announced a temporary 30% boost to the mileage rates of home and community support workers. These workers provide health. Fears that workers have to drive homes to provide care. Luxembourg is not committed to broadening financial support. He said all three understood the pressure of rising prices for households. He was not willing to get the cash bubuska out, saying it may lead to increased inflation. Yet despite experts that a conflict would increase inflation, the Reserve Bank is expected to keep the official cash rate OCR on hold when it releases monetary policy view later today. In New Zealand, has just shipping bill has doubled since the conflict began, with a rising cost leading to some flights being cancelled. Scheduled changes in May were expected to affect around 4% of flights and 1% of passengers should travel on an airline, said. Mm. Now say initial government did a cabinet reshuffle for federal school coming up. As we find side feature paying for official silos on Wikipedia on error even.
I'm freezing outside, I feel my skin tight, my heart is inside. But I look up at you, I check your pain right. Oh, when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It feels insane, right? I'll take the same fight. Wait at your bedside, I'll stand right next to you. I'm going stateside, where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you? Never been abroad before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys out here the same? What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to. You're talking to me. She can be my American. Ha, ha, ha. She can be my American. Ha, ha, ha. What can I say?
Sorry, featured Salas on Wikipedia on error even. Ben Pendrett's face. Last week, Prime Minister Chris Larson recently traveled lead to appointment of a first woman leader of a health group senior minister who's supposed to take over from herself, MP Chris Bishop. Chris Bishop becomes the Attorney General, taking over the role from outgoing Minister Joe Collins, who is defensive spiteful for us, given to a new cabinet recruit, Chris Bean. Natural sweet is in a moment, so she's ready to retirement. With Paul Goldsmith taking over specific people's portfolio and Tamapu Taka holding a port as the only national MP with Hurst Murray with a sitting candidate. First female leader of a House, Upston, holds social development child body to spread it towards the portfolio. She said she has failed with her appointment. She's moved over from deputy leader of House, taken over from Chris Bishop as he becomes the Attorney General. I ran sure if a parliament works the way the House operates. Chris Bishop has been amazing. Amazing work of, here's Beef Chimera's food teaching me ropes, she told the hill to me. The next year, if I was to show leadership to be able to trade, or I can operate the apartment well and women can succeed. He had been 14 leaders for health since well, established in 1998 under the Baldwin government. With Upson, first woman held while she's, it takes 48 blood and years to get a first female leader of a house. This is a good opportunity for women. It's a great day for women across New Zealand. For young women to be interested in serving their community. It is the best job in the country. I love it. Choose it. Any young woman has a desire or an ambition to take the country better, would encourage him to do so. The leader of the House is a senior government MP appointed by Prime Minister to manage the government's business in the House. Basically, determined of order of a government business and its rule-making program. Maori representation during the term, which some describe the government policies as anti-Maori. Like the times when Maori and Maori Maori ran the cabinet across the coalition. Speaking on Tuesday's post cabinet press conference, Luxa said he was okay his party to only have one MP and Maori MP in cabinet again, pointing out to the wider cabinet makeup. We got tremendous representation in the coalition government and cabinet, Luxon said. I appreciate I've said with people from other parties, but the way you think about ourselves as a government, we have good representation at cabinet. He said reshuffled decisions were based on merit. Well, it's very important competency and merit and essentially making sure I got the right people in the right seats at the right time. I have said consistently, and that is the forefront of my considerations. Overall, we have 6 Maori MPs in Luxembourg's cabinet, 1 national MP, 2 acting MPs, and 3 from New Zealand First. Earlier on Tuesday, Luxon appeared flustered after he fumbled to answer 2 questions from TVNZ's breakfast, asked how many Maori MPs he had in his cabinet. Luxon initially said James Mega and Maori Minister Elzo cabinet before reminding of Tamapu Taka. Dr. David Chikas, a senior lecturer of political theory at the University of Otago, said fear was civil rights to mark diversity in politics, including identity factors like gender as well as MPs' background, upbringing, and avenue with different groups as a person associated with into politics despite the differences in identity and background within the party. Fighting MPs were still logically trying to break their party progress and ideology, he said. I think it's necessary a bad thing for the assassination of party politics, but if you are a fair woman or Maori in your cabinet, it is perhaps demonstrated that you're not necessarily attractive as a party to those groups. For the virtues, I only got it better to accept is about how represented people feel by the party as whole. Immediately after we shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Immediately after the reshuffle last equations, we advised about poor cost of the point of mass of Pacific peoples. In response to a question in Italy today, so it was said, I know you got to say you can't represent, you can you represent peace if you're not from the same race. The answer is so you can really do something not printed on your epic background. School races and very opposed to. So any kind of race, including Pakeha or New Zealand European, can be mass of Pacific peoples or Maori portfolios. So any kind of race could take over for even a minority's portfolio, not just segregated restricted to just Maori and Pacific Islander, like only Maori taken from Maori Development Minister and Pacific Islanders only take most of Pacific people's portfolio. And also Nicola Greg becomes a fireman and Scott Sinclair becomes Minister of Statistics and Deputy Leader of the House. And also Sean and Minister of the Canada, Cameron Bray becomes Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, Small Businesses and Manufacturing and Associate Minister of Immigration. And my brother becomes Minister of Land Information and Associate Minister for Agriculture. I know Speaker only candidate in the only Speaker in the national candidate selection for Fark Rachel to apply said retiring MP Shane Reid T. It confirmed as as the real estate CEO Lloyd Bart, who was born and raised in Funk Ray, he will likely to be elected unopposed as a National's frontliner to replace Shane Reedy in the Funk Ray legend, because he is retiring at the end of his term. As he wanted to spend more time with his family. So. Well, I'm going to play I Remember by Skirra on Charter on Era FM going back to 1989, which peaked a month four on which peaked in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. American. That was "I Mean Me" by Skid Row on Jotapedia on Arrow FM. I'm so disorganized. He does so. with Christchurch. Thank you, it's an ironic way to a 2 week conditional CFO on Tuesday evening after the last minute diplomatic individually by Pakistan to get an ultimatum from Donald Trump, firing to strain that will face widespread destruction. Donald Trump's announcement of a ceasefire agreement came within 2 hours before the U.S. president started a post 8 p.m. Eastern time on delay to bomb Iran's power plans and budgets in the move that legal scholars, the world officials, and numerous countries in the pipe warned it could constitute war crimes. That's just how we earlier Trump has threatened the Truth Social or how self-realized will die tonight, never to be brought back again, and I don't want that to happen, but I probably will be. B-52 bombers were reported to be en route to Iran before the ceasefire agreement was announced, but by Tuesday evening, Trump announced that the ceasefire agreement had been mediated through Pakistan folks. Prime Minister Chancellor Stavis had requested a 2 week peace to order to allow diplomacy to run its course. Trump wrote a post that subject Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete immediate safe opening of a Strait of Hormuz. I agreed to suspend a bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. In the 2 weeks, Trump said he believed the Iran could neglect over a 10-point proposal made by Tehran that would allow for armistice to be finalized and considered. First will be a double-sided ceasefire. He continued, the reason for doing so fast will really meet and exceeded over military objectives, and we have far along distance agreement concerning loyalty base of Iran and base for the Middle East. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, it was the majority of the Trump's announcement signed Iran agreeing to the ceasefire. For a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible via coordinated with Iran's armed forces. He wrote, the sudden backfires will allow Trump to step back as the U.S. war in Iran has dragged on for 5 weeks with little sign that Tehran is ready to surrender or release on hold the Strait of Hormuz, accounting for a fifth of a global energy supply where traffic has slowed to a trickle. Israel will also agree to the 2 week ceasefire. Axios reported, citing an Israeli official, adding that ceasefire would intervene soon as the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz said Trump had initiated a 10-point plan as good enough. But the president has set delays before and allows him to pass over for 5 weeks of a conflict. Yet he insists on Tuesday for Entering House would be one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world, unless something revolutionary wonderful happened with free circulated minds in Iran's leadership. Amir Sabat, Iran's representative of the UNC, Trump's threats constituted incitement to war crimes and potentially genocide. During the Security Council session of Strait of Hormuz, Iran said Iran will not send idols by the statute, Iraq's war crimes, and will exercise without hear the statute innocent, hear right or self-defense, and will take immediate and proportional reciprocal measures. For his spice, the UN Security General Antonio Guterres issued a reminder on Monday that attacking civilian infrastructure is banned under international law, but Trump declared Saturday he was not at all concerned about being called a war criminal. And he asked for Trump's deadline as well as matter signal attacks on Iran and infrastructure of rail operation central city Kajan was one of the first reported bombed on Tuesday by Iranian state media, with two people reported killed as Israel's military has said it has launched a wide scale of strikes targeting dozens of infrastructure sites. A pressure over Iran near Karaj to the northwest of Tehran was hit, according to Iranian media, and Pal Al-Jazeera were reported in the same city. Other substations and transit sites were bombed. Bridging their common targets were also reportedly hit. The U.S. also struck 50 military targets on Iran's crack on the home of a main oil export terminal, while Iran's revolutionary guards hit failure attacks out in Arabia's Jubail petrochemical complex and retaliation for strikes on an Iran petrochemical facility on the night before. Should we be all concerned if a war, if a war does not end for well, we'll probably end it up having worse petrol inflation, fuel has gone out, some of the country could even run out of petrol because for it can force our Western governments across the world to switch to electric vehicles, which will probably be more efficient. We need more electric power stations to be built because some people might declare as petrol fuel cars as our fashion right now. Right now, next song I'll be playing for today is I'm going to play Not So First Bear by Defenso Chattopedia on RFM.
For your ass talk. My teeth done cold, I'm undoing my eye. Got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window. And I can't see it all. Face for your ass talk. We'll be right back.
Feels Not So Bad by DVNs on Jadapedia on Arrow FM. Right over across the stage, I'm going to tell you the most, I'll try and tell you the most loveliest woman. Australia goes to self-transport period. Might be a small town with just over 7,500 residents, but don't let it say it's 4 years. This town knows how to turn up for heat. But small coastal location clearly knows how to give a good time. And Port Perry has surveyed place Australia's sexiest city. With the pressure for sexual wellness, offer simply a town man loves to explore. One thing said in Port Perry is a serious header when it comes to pleasure. Love Hunter's latest out of rear field of Port Perry's official crown as Australia's sexiest city, purchasing more adult products per capita than any other location in the country. Port Perry is back in Australia's top 10 sexiest location, followed closely by Early Beach, Queensland, Port Hedland, Western Australia, brings to New South Wales and Mount Isa in Queensland. While South Australia's Seal City takes the title state by the most adult products overall is Tasmania. Both of the Iron State is said to make rise when it comes to pleasure. Well, Port Perry may be leading the charge, and each data territory has its own spicy secrets. Tasmania has been named Australia's sexiest state by more anal toys, bondage gear, gags, monster dildos, and XL condoms per capita than anywhere else. Queensland is a key and fixed for less than piercing the most lifelike vaginas and strap-ons, while Western Australians are embracing soul pleasure with a highest sales of dildos. In New South Wales, Munchie took over PG's place with both the most anal toys, while Geraldton West Australia had done for versus bonders for love of noose costumes. Even the ACT tries to get a full fleet to honor bureaucrats and government officials, and in sixth place also about personal satisfaction with fire brands, lubricants, and bar plugs, top of your most purchases just items. If Pizza Totti, Six City Australia, Mama Team, Boonie, Tasmania, Mama Nan, Waila, South Australia. Mama Maji, New South Wales, Mama Team, Karata, Western Australia, Mama Says Madjong, Western Australia, Mama 5, Mount Isa, Queensland, Mama 4, Brankston, New South Wales, Mama 3, Port Hedland, Western Australia, Mama 2, Yellow Beach, Queensland, and Mama 1, Port Pirie and South Australia. She's no city in Victoria or the ACT made that list known for Northern Territory at last. Mm-hmm. More data revealed over water wide out over Delta Soda Cross Catch River Total Assertive Length Willish. A whopping 11.79 kilometers set, 1.3 times the height of Mount Everest. While for Northern Territory may have rained last on the list of 60 states, famine making up for size, pitch, and largest steel dough. Largest steel dough is negated with an average of settled length of 6.9 inches. Victoria, on the other hand, didn't even make the top 10, proving that the Garden State likes to play it safe. Wrong rated in Victoria, talk about say 6 word for beaches and most condoms. Wow, that's the word of the biggest predator for love of XL condoms. Right, I'm going to tell you the fact of the day after we played. See if we do it by BC on Jada Pedal on our event. Pero si es lleva BC on Jadapedia on error EVM. For federal day is Australia was invaded by indigenous people about 50,000 years before the British came. Because Australia's indigenous people first arrived at the same time as Papua and as part of a wider part of the same sea arrived on the Asian Seoul subcontinent. Which the Aboriginal Australians and Papuans share for common ancestry before they genetically separated about 37,000 years ago. While Papuans developed a tropical lifestyle for farming and agriculture and horticulture, while Australian Aboriginals adopted the arid climate of the hunter-gatherer lifestyles. But have different colonial experiences. One ended up staying indigenous and relative people, and the other, the Australian Aboriginals, first part ended up getting replaced by Brazil's established Western society, and ended up being a westernized developed nation as we know today. Mainly from British and Irish descent. I'm gonna play by Bad by Models. Phil's Barbados by Models on Jada Pedia on Arrow FM. And it says it's a cool song. Barbados Peter Mountie on the track, single track, because Barbados have a new FM from Melbourne track for treated our own New Zealand drama. Well, first of all, Jada Pedia, I will see you next Wednesday. First is Jada Pedia on Arrow FM.